Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she's all about. She's a mystery girl. She says she doesn't have a job, but she drives a Ferrari and she lives in Beverly Hills. She's a mystery girl. No one knows what she does. She's always getting pages right in the middle of our dates. She has to go somewhere right away. She's a mystery girl. And then she pays her tab all in singles. She comes into my car and says, oh my God, you're gonna think I'm a whore. She's a mystery girl.
Mystery.
She comes home really late in the evening, says she's not in the mood for love. She got rug burns on her knees. She's a mystery girl. No one knows where she's been. Once I found these weird fuzzy handcuffs in the top drawer of her dresser. She got a tattoo that says insert here. She's a mystery girl.
I didn't say where it was.
No one knows where she's been. She told me she was a virgin, but somehow mysteriously she gave me every kind of VD you can name. Oh, the pain from the mystery girl. She's a mystery girl. And every time I call her up, her machine says, fellatio can't come to the phone. She told me her name was Lisa. She's a mystery girl.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jess Hooker.
Hello.
Got a cup of coffee and a peanut butter pie coming. There's Ace Cosby.
Howdy.
There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
You say peanut butter pie, I think Beatles.
What?
Full
why?
Of, full of,
why?
You're thinking Penny Lane?
For the peanut butter pie. Okay. Yeah, we'll get
Paul McCartney. Hey, we have a guest.
I know, I'm so excited. And,
It's Marlon Brando.
Are you in a hotel?
It's comedian Al Jackson. Is that a reindeer on your shirt there?
It's a polo shirt.
It's the Ralph Lauren polo shirt that's been around since polo.
There was a shadow on it.
Tom, it's been around since horses, okay?
Well, we just had a news story about a guy in Scotland. He's trying to get the world record for going on a bicycle. to all the castles. I think the record should be made on a horse, frankly. But are you a polo guy, Al?
No, I've never been. It seems like a polo match is just a place. It's like if Whole Foods was a sport.
You're not
You
wrong.
Know, if you just went there and you're just like, oh, everybody here is meant to make me feel bad about myself.
No.
You know,
no.
Oh, Christy has a friend. Christy goes to some
Friday,
polo.
It's fun.
Do you know what a chucker is?
Yes.
Yeah, that used to be my name on the radio. You got the chucker.
Yeah, it's chucker.
If you've ever seen the movie MASH, you'll find that incredibly offensive.
A chucker coming at you.
Instead of halves or quarters.
We didn't say the other part, and Al knows what the other word is, so stop it.
I'm just saying it. It's a humorous moment.
I'm sorry, Albert.
Dated, certainly.
Okay. The next time you're in town, I will take you to a polo match. I'll enjoy it.
Christy, you know me. I will go because I'll tell you, I don't know if anybody else is like this. Everything that I thought I would hate, I kind of end up liking. I feel like polo, I could just find things that are funny, things that are interesting. Plus, I just like, I always like looking at horses. I just don't like to get on them.
You don't have to get on them. We won't make you play.
Yeah.
And now, here's a couple thoughts on horses with Tom Griffin.
I was going to say, the best part of a polo match is watching people park BMWs and Range Rovers in the grass.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, fine. I've got this car designed to go through Africa. Now I can finally. Hey, I'm actually off roading. I'm parking for a polo chucker.
Didn't you say horses?
They have a reason to use that setting for one.
Yes.
Time.
Well, finally, I've been driving this urban assault vehicle all these years.
Guys, horses are incredibly dangerous, is what you told.
They are.
You would enjoy it.
I love looking at horses, but they're you got to know what you're doing. I love horse people. That's a very specific set of skills.
Normally, I attack and make fun of Tom. Mm-hmm. He's exactly right. It's like, why am I on this animal that is as strong as a car, but I can't? It's like being on a car that hates you. Like, you cannot.
Dad, I feel like you would like horses because if people around you are standing, you're naturally higher.
Oh, yeah, you're a lot higher.
Yes, but then when I fall off the horse, Willie, then I'm lower than them. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my issue.
Now, here's a trivia question. Trivia question for you, Al Jackson. What comedian friend of the show is a polo player?
Yeah. Former polo player.
It would make sense.
As soon as you hear
it. Yeah.
Your hint is he is from the same state as you are.
I'm going to go with Arsenio Hall.
Oh, that would be a good guess, but Arsenio is not even that pretentious. It's Drew Hastings.
Drew Hastings.
Yeah. Huh. Oh.
Yeah, Drew Hastings.
He played down in Florida where it's really big.
I want to say he was world ranked there for a
good.
While. He was a good polo player.
We'll have a morning show polo night. You guys come out. It'll be fun.
I'd love it.
Okay, well,
I'm on it.
So much for the polo shirt. Al, we haven't seen you for a couple weeks. We didn't want to check in here. We've got to help me with my hipness factor as I continue to try to
You're not going
to
ask why he's in a hotel?
But yeah.
Okay, Al, why are you in a hotel?
Oh, yes, Al. Are you on the...
I'm testifying against the mob I can't talk about.
Oh, okay.
are you on the run, Al? Yes.
I wonder if you are testifying against the mob, if you do have a say in where you stay. Do you want a suite? Do you I don't know.
I think it's part of the part of the negotiation exactly. would be. Listen, yeah.
I don't have to do this.
Yes, I want the continental breakfast. Right. I mean, I want the hot breakfast.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been flipping up. Tom, I'm doing almost a complete remodel on my house. And yeah, we'll leave it at that.
I see.
That might be code for something.
Okay.
So fixing some things. The things that weren't working. So
I think the stocky's looking for a roommate.
Yeah. Yes, Josh.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You okay?
Yeah. Oh, I'm happy. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we. Yeah. It's
that's
all
always been my. That's always the most quizzical time of my life when I get divorced. People go, I'm sorry. No, you're not. No.
Well, I just want to make sure you're
out. I'm right. out.
Thank you, man. I love you. I'm super happy.
Oh, we love you.
Single Al hasn't been around for probably, I was married 10, and then about 15. Yeah, 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Look out, ladies. Yeah. It's loose again. Al, do you have a nickname?
Like Encino Man.
Al, do you have a nickname for your male member? Okay. This is a yes or no question. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to answer.
Yeah, you do.
No, I couldn't. Absolutely, I do, though.
Okay. Was it given to you, or did you create it yourself?
That was given.
Okay, very good. That's the only way to happen.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
That's the way to do it.
Oh, yeah, really?
It's got to be like a fraternity initiation where, well, except not with a guy. Well, that's fine.
I've never named a penis.
Safe.
Yeah, no, me either.
No, I've never.
Is that because you don't want to get too attached in case?
Yeah.
It's like naming a farm animal.
Gotta kill it later.
Right.
Just give it like a serial number, like 024A6, right. You know?
No, a single
name like Elon Musk names his kids.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Al, is there a slang term, if you will, a street term for being single that I need to know? For you? I
mean, ooh. Well, let's say this, we'll start with this phrase because it's apropos of what's going on. So, Tom, if I told you, let's get back in the time machine, it's like 2002, and I go, let's dip, Tom. What am I saying to you?
Okay, wait a second. Now, this gets confusing because there was dipping and there was dabbing and then there was vabbing.
I don't even know what vabbing is.
You don't know what vabbing is?
You're getting colder.
Is that vaping and...
No, vabbing is when a lady dabs her secretions on herself as perfume.
Ooh. I know that's supposed to be gross, but I'm kind of an animal.
Yeah, he is.
That's one of those internet things that, and their doctors are saying, don't do it, ladies. And then I got a letter.
Well, they're saying it does. I mean,
I got a letter from someone saying... Can you use someone else?
Oh,
that's one of those things that I don't think is real. How many people on the planet? How many people on the planet in this country of what the 330 million people do that?
Well, it's enough to make it to the internet.
Wait a minute. Let's back up. Let's back up. Is the name of your wang animal? Is that it?
No, that's chick. That's what you call undue pressure. Oh. You know, you don't want to.
Okay.
It's like when it's game week, you don't want to give them any bulletin board material. Like I don't want to do that. Where is, you know?
Okay, I wouldn't want to guess. Is it alaconda? Please tell me. Please tell me it's alaconda.
Come on.
It's not Action Jackson,
is it?
No.
Sweet face.
There's no government names here.
Okay,
there's no first and last name.
So you're asking me what it means to dip. So you'd say, I'm going to be going out tonight, but I'm going to dip. Would that work?
Yes. I mean...
Does it mean you're going to go dancing? Like you kind of a dip?
No, that is not it.
Okay, yeah. Wait a second. Jess, you know what this means?
Yeah.
Okay, this doesn't mean the tobacco chewing thing, is it?
No, it doesn't mean that. I mean, that is dipping, but
that's
no, this is
really bad
no,
for you.
No, like Tom, you and I are at the club. We just danced a little, and now we're getting tired because we got to be at work in the morning. Let's dip.
It means let's leave.
Yes.
That's it.
But why is 100%. It called dipping?
I don't know.
You're going to dip out.
You're going to dip out. It's taken from the Latin form dip out, real. I don't know. I don't know why it got shortened to dip, but it was like, let's dip out, and then it just turned
to
like
dip. Is it because you have to dip to get into your car?
No. It makes sense. But no.
I mean, that does kind of make
Am I thinking too literally here?
No, you're being very literal. Yeah, it's just.
So it could
but
be anything.
It is interesting.
I would
like to see hear everybody's theory on what that where it came from.
There's a chance when back in the day you would leave a room and you would dip to exit. So there's a chance it goes that
Why
far
is the
back.
Door short?
Yeah. No, it was
you don't let the king see your back.
Could you go like a nod? Oh, you're bowing. Okay.
I've been in this room a long time, so my head went to I want to dip. Like Al would want to dip his
pen
in the company.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
Wick.
That's his dip his wick. Yeah.
Dip his wick. Go. Yeah, that's maybe. Where I went with that.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That
was, I
like this, Christy.
No, I mean that doesn't make sense. Oh, yeah,
what do you mean it doesn't make sense? Yeah, it does.
The old in out?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
what about?
Hey, Al, I've got an idea for an invention. See if you think this is going to work.
Okay.
Do you know how you can get that thing so when you type on your computer, it sounds like an old-fashioned keyboard?
Yes.
Ever heard that?
Hey, by the way, don't install that. I did for 5 minutes. It drives you insane. Go ahead, Tom.
My idea was to install a thing so it would every key would be a different tone and a pitch of farting.
Oh, my God.
And you'd call it your computer.
We have to do that.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's Shark Tank worthy right now.
Okay, sorry. Let's get back to dipping.
And just to say, Tom, that's one of those things where everybody goes, that's ridiculous, Tom. We don't have time for it. And then you take it and you put it to market and you could sell $1 million easy. Mm-hmm. Just off gag gifts. People would buy that.
Yeah, that's true.
You remember the song, I Put My Hand Up On Your Hip.
We dip. Yeah.
That's just about dancing.
And you know what's weird is that was the dipping that Tom was doing. The dipping. I'd almost gotten out of my head till then. It's back.
Well, we got time for me to learn another word. I've got dip down before we dip,
sure
Al.
Do.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, let's just do one that I really dig this one because I used to, say this all the time. Diesel, like the fuel.
Diesel. Oh, is like it the old fuel. Thing of, is it the guy going through the underwear factory? And the guy's going through the underwear factory, he's getting the tour. And he walks up to some dude and he's sitting in front of this huge barrel of ladies' underpants.
Uh-huh.
And the guy says, what do you do? And he goes, I'm the diesel fitter. And he goes, was that one of the machines over here? And he goes, no, I take the underpants, try them on, and go, diesel fitter.
It's funny.
Is that it?
Is that what you're talking about?
Nailed it.
Is that it?
That's usually, that's the street talking right there.
No, let's see, so diesel, is it used in the sense if you say, hey, tell you what, I'm going to go out tonight, we're going to diesel it?
No.
Okay.
What?
I like that Tom. No, I'll tell you what that was, Josh.
Yes.
Tom, when he doesn't really know the definition, he just says a sentence with the word at the end of it. And he's like, it's got to be hip hop. Yeah. And then just that word. So it's like, so Josh, would you say, let's go over and diesel those girls?
Right. He knows the equation. He just doesn't know what to plug in.
Is a diesel maybe like a really big guy, a real tough guy?
See, Tom, you nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
There
That's
you
it?
Go. Yeah.
All right.
But definitely.
Oh, so.
I think it. Yeah,
how,
go ahead.
How would it be used?
Like, you know.
You don't want to mess
I'm
with
I'm not going to be concerned I walk into the club because I got my diesel with me.
Yeah, you would just say, like, Josh left freshman year, a skinny kid we were shoving the lockers. He came back. He must have been doing something. He is cock diesel. Go see him. He's huge.
Wow.
Man. All right. I remember having conversations like that in high school about people. Like, people would be like, oh, so-and-so got diesel over the summer. Like, because you wouldn't see people. You know, sure. It wasn't now when you could FaceTime your friends. Sometimes you wouldn't see people for like 3 months and they come back and they're 4 inches taller and they're 30 more pounds on.
Yeah.
That was John Riggins' nickname, Diesel.
Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
Crank
Shout
up that
out to number 44.
Crank up that diesel. Oh. I can do this for 20 more minutes. Crank up that
first
diesel.
First of all, and Chickie, I just want to say thank you for bringing it up. I'm sorry I'm biased, but I dig the days when like running backs had day jobs. Too.
Yes.
John Riggins was like right at the end of those where like guys would smoke cigs the bench and like go pick their kids up in their own car after the
A couple
game.
Of linemen worked at the bank. They were loan officers.
In the off season, Lou Groza would be hauling meat.
I don't know if that's true, Al, but
you remember Lou Groza, don't you, Al?
I do from the Packers, right?
No, no, no. The Cleveland Browns. Lou the Toe Groza.
Oh, with the club foot?
Yeah.
With the, no, he just no, he had a squared off toe. He didn't have the famous half foot.
No, that was foot and a half.
Yeah.
Let Mama handle that.
By the way, his foot, by the way, Al is foot and a half the nickname of the Alaconda?
How about Tom Dempsey? Is it Tom Dempsey?
Tom Dempsey was the foot and a half.
Alaconda. Yeah.
No, that was a term that we learned, Al. Did I run that by you? I don't think I
no.
did.
No.
Yeah, this guy wrote us a letter, said his dad would call a woman he'd call her a Tom Dempsey.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
She looked good if you were 68 yards away.
Oh, that's right. 63.
Whatever 63, his famous kick.
Have you heard of a Bengal, Al?
No.
She's a Bengal, a nice uniform, ugly helmet, though.
Oh, that's, look, that's clever.
That may be good for single Al.
Yeah, that's like when you when somebody says that in the principal's office and the principal has to hold their laughing and be like, yeah, that's ridiculous, chick. And as soon as you leave, they tell all the staff and administrators like how funny that was.
Now, Al Jackson is featured on the Daily Blast Live. Are you making it clear on your show that you're now single, Al?
No, we'll not be doing that. I don't know.
Can't you make it come up in conversation? Say you're talking about some serious problem in international relations, and you could say something like, oh, God, I was talking to this woman last night at the singles bar, and, slip it in.
Oh, I think it should be, I don't think it should be slipped in at all. I think it should be, breaking alert.
The Alaconda is on the loose.
Ladies.
Nah.
Well, hey, Al, I'm glad to see at least you got a white t-shirt and a microphone out of the deal.
It's like, look, clearly I landed on my feet. Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to burst into tears when I log in. I'm just kidding. I'm so mad.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.